The Bush administration says that North Korea has acknowledged having a secret nuclear weapons program. It says North Korea made the admission when U.S. officials visited Pyongyang earlier this month. In a statement issued last night, State Department spokesman Richard Boucher said that North Korea told the United States that it considers a 1994 agreement to stop its nuclear weapons program to be nullified. U.S. officials say the Bush administration is consulting allies and members of Congress on a course of action. NPR's Vicki O'Hara is here. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
It's a rather amazing development as the administration's gearing up for possible military action against Iraq. How did this come about?
The United States sent a delegation to North Korea early this month. It was the first really high-level dialogue between Pyongyang and the Bush administration, which from the beginning had professed to be extremely skeptical of North Korea's intentions and activities. And the State Department says that during that visit, the United States, the delegation was led by Assistant Secretary of State James Kelly, presented evidence to the North that it had a program to enrich uranium for nuclear weapons. That would be a violation of the agreement that North Korea negotiated with the U.S. in 1994, which ended a crisis over its nuclear weapons program. And that was a crisis that brought the United States very close to a military strike against the North to stop its development of nuclear weapons.
There must have been some hint before this that North Korea was developing nuclear weapons.
Some members of the Bush administration from the very beginning have said that North Korea couldn't be trusted. But the administration said consistently for the past year and 10 months that there was no evidence that the North was in violation of the agreed framework. That's the name of the 1994 agreement under which the U.S., Japan, and South Korea agreed to help the North with its civilian energy needs if it would halt the nuclear program. And then in July, a senior defense official told NPR that North Korea had an active nuclear weapons program. When the White House was asked about it at that time, a senior administration official basically confirmed the statement. And the officials wouldn't provide any details at what level the program was being conducted, whether it was as minor as simply training scientists or as high level as perhaps producing fissile material. And during that same time frame, the administration was actually moving ahead with plans to reengage North Korea, which resulted in this month's trip to Pyongyang.
So where does this agreed framework stand now?
Well, as the State Department said, North Korea considers it nullified. And the State Department says that North Korea's weapons program not only is in violation of the agreed framework, but also of the Non-Proliferation Treaty and other international agreements. That being said, there were considerable doubts about the future of the agreed framework anyway. You know, it called for the United States, Japan, and South Korea to fund construction of light water nuclear reactors in North Korea to provide for civilian energy needs. But the project was way behind schedule, and because the U.S. really didn't trust North Korea, the Bush administration for months had been leaning on the North to allow international inspectors into the country to certify long before the reactors were finished that the North had met its obligations under the agreement. North Korea, meanwhile, was just desperate for energy and trying to find it in other places.
And what's the U.S. going to do about this?
That's a good question. The State Department says the administration is consulting other governments at the moment, as well as Congress, on how to proceed. The administration really has its hands full with Iraq and terrorism, and a confrontation with North Korea would seem to be the last thing that it needs. But the fact that the North admitted having the program gives some reason to hope that negotiations possibly could pay off. Assistant Secretary Kelly arrived in Beijing today to discuss the issue with China, and the State Department says that Kelly, along with Undersecretary of State John Bolton, also will travel to Japan and South Korea.
NPR's Vicki O'Hara.